But there is inside each one of us a revelation that God desires to bring, that we can see God. And the greater you can see God, the greater the presence of God is in your life. And when I talk about seeing God, I'm not talking about being queer and odd and extreme. And neither am I asking people to purposely pray to God and, God, show me Jesus. God, give me a vision. A pastor told me the other day at World Trade Center, I must have a vision. He said, God, give me a vision, give me a vision. Oh, I want to see a vision. I must see a vision. And then the devil comes as an angel of light. Here is a vision. And then after that, you know, we get blamed for that. Usually, when you want to see God the most, you don't get it. But when you just let go, surrender and worship, and you're not even thinking about trying, but you're just loving His presence, then you see Him. The more you struggle, the more you can't. One of our intercessors, one of the key intercessors, he's like Father Nash to me. An elderly man, retired teacher. And he serves a lot full time in intercession. Recently, we just appointed him an elder. And he went on a 7-day fast. And the reason for his fast, and I said, we found out why he fasted. He says, it's not fair. What's not fair? You saw Jesus, and then he points to another person who always get vision. Every meeting always get vision. One of the sisters there. But prays only 1% of what he does. But that was the gift that the sister had. Every time she prays, oh, I see Jesus coming. I see, and this poor intercessor who spends about 1,000% praying, he says, how come I don't get to see Him? I'm going to talk to the Lord about it. So he went into prayer, 7 days of fasting. And when I heard that, I said, what kind of fast did the Lord told you to fast? Is it without food and water? Because you don't go without food and water above 3 days. And so it said, please take some water. Unless the Lord says no, then I can't question. But he did. And then I had a word from the Lord for him as he was fasting on his 3rd day. So the Lord tells me that you will not see Him. But that was not the end of the word. The Lord says, you will not see Him during these 7 days. So don't be discouraged. Is that if at the end of 7 days, you don't see anything. Maybe He may see burgers and fried chicken flying over. 7 days fast. I mean, some people who are inexperienced have visions of hamburgers. You're quite young and wantang mee floating all over. And they ask me, why when I fast, I see visions of food? So I say, brother, you believe in echoes? They say, what are echoes? Say, when you go to a mountain and you say, hello, the mountain say, hello, 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 hello. Well, you saw picture echoes from your stomach. You echo back. And so I gave him the word of the Lord. I said, you will not see the Lord during these 7 days. And the Lord tell me to give it to you so that you won't be discouraged. Because I do not know what you may do. You may jump down and say, you know, and go to be with Him earlier and see Him permanently. So which I don't want to happen. Say, don't be discouraged. You don't see the Lord because the Lord tell me you're not going to see Him during these 7 days, but you will see Him sometime after. And 2 Saturdays ago, and I knew it happened because when it happened, something clicked on my spirit that night. So there's a link when you link with people in the spirit. And I shared that in the series on what series or that? The deep things of the spirit. I have a series on the deep things of the spirit. This is taught in the overnight prayer about transportation in the spirit. So I knew it has happened. And then the next Sunday, he came. He said, "I saw the Lord. He saw the Lord in a dream. And the Lord appeared to him in a dream. And he said throughout the whole dream he was crying and weeping before the Lord. But he was the happiest man on earth." At least he can say he saw the Lord. But there's something about not just seeing the Lord once or twice in a supernatural experience. There's something more I want to talk about. It's seeing the Lord all the time there. And knowing that everything you do, He's always there. John Michael Talbot, one of the singers, had these things move into that when he talks about his song. He says, when he sings a song, he don't sing it to the people, but he tries to visualize Jesus there, and he sings it to Him. That's why when you hear some of his songs, you feel an extra presence. When we sing a song, or when we do something, and we say something, and we picture Him there, and we say to Him as He is there, it brings something else into the presence. David knew something of what we are talking about. Because David said in the book of Psalms, which is quoted in the book of Acts chapter 2, "I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord always before me." Better quote that verse. Let's look at the book of Acts chapter 2. Verse 25. "For David says concerning him..." Now we know there's no actual record of David having a visual encounter with the Lord in the Old Testament. This is from David's own personal life. In verse 25, "I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for He is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken." Now, of course, I understand theologically that he was speaking in the first person as if it was Jesus himself, for the prophecy refers specifically to Jesus. But experientially, as David said that, it was also his experience at that time. Which is powerful when you begin to analyze it as his experience at that time. Since he sees the Lord always before him. That, my friends, is one of the secrets of my life that I give it to you free tonight. Sometimes when I speak to people, I'm seeing Jesus there. It's a different sort of picture. It's something from a part of you on your inside that you're conscious of. It's different from actually seeing Jesus manifest through the gift of discerning of spirits. There are two parts about seeing. People don't realize there are these two parts. They only thought seeing is seeing. There's a part where you actually see and He manifests as a gift. But there's another part, which is 24 hours, that you develop a consciousness of seeing Him all the time and knowing Him. If it's, and always either seeing Him at the throne of God above. And what you do when I sing a song or when I lead a song, I may see you, but in my heart of hearts, I see Him and I'm speaking to Him. And you feel different while the song is being led. It could be just a simple song. It's because when anyone gets contact with Him, it channels like a contact of electricity, turning a switch on, and you become a channel of the presence of God to others. Because God's presence flows through human spirits. And the only way for you to feel His presence is if I can get into contact with His presence, then His presence will flow through my spirit to you. But when all of us get contact with Him, then the presence of God will even be intensified and greater and stronger. It's called the corporate anointing. But that's the importance of seeing the Lord. Seeing the Lord. And that's why the vision of the Lord, or the vision of our eyes, is related to temptation. Because if we can overcome temptation, we have purified our vision for that. We cannot have both. Understand it. We cannot have both. And some people are worried about the New Age movement, about the visualizing and all these things. But let's be very honest with ourselves. Vision and the spoken word is something that we do second nature without anybody teaching. When we study in school, we have an ambition, what we want to get out of it. If you are an architect trying to picture what to draw, you try to see what you want to draw. And I have a very good artist who does all my books. And how he gets new pictures is he sees the picture. If I have a book that he has to draw about stars and all that on the outside, how does he get a new picture that is unique and original, so that he doesn't infringe the copyright laws? What he does is he look at all the other pictures that are there of the stars and everything, and so that stimulates another new picture, and he tries to see it differently, and then he paints it out. So it's all done from the inside. And goal setting is a form of visualizing, seeing. And the only difference is the New Age does it based on humanism, and it's a glorification of man. Wow. The Christian principles is to glorify Jesus and allow the Lord to work through our lives. But understand this, that those principles are inherent within the word themselves. It was perverted and stolen by the enemy. That's all that has happened. So all temptations flow primarily through the eye gate. And James talked about purifying this area and being steadfast. And it's interesting how he relates overcoming temptation to asking for wisdom. We would never see the relationship. Why should I be asking for wisdom when I should be asking for help? See, he's talking about trials and temptations and all these things, and he says, ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask from God. Why is that so? For God can overcome the temptation through you, not for you. I repeat again. God will overcome the temptation through you, not for you. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, also speaking about temptations. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Not escape from it, but you could bear through it and endure through it without falling, and thereby gain the reward of God. So James gives us the secret. When you're tempted, you have a habit that you keep falling into, a sin that you find so difficult to overcome in your Christian life. The correct way to pray is not, help! The correct way to pray is ask God for the revelation to deal with these things. Ask God for the wisdom to deal with these things. Not asking God to remove you out of the lion's den, but to save you through the lion's den. And if we will begin to pray in that direction, you'll be surprised how God helps you. Every human being is through their life and upbringing as weaknesses, as strengths and weaknesses.